I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Ongoing mediation by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States has finally resulted in a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
President Biden welcomed the deal.
The deal is structured in three phases. Phase one will last 6 weeks. It includes a full and complete ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from all the populated areas of Gaza, and the release of a number of hostages held by Hamas, including women and elderly and the wounded. And I'm proud to say Americans will be part of that hostage release in phase one as well.
On the streets of Gaza, Palestinians celebrated the ceasefire, which will end the fighting for 42 days, see the release of dozens of Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and give more humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza who have been suffering a humanitarian crisis. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that Hamas has backtracked on an earlier understanding of the ceasefire agreement. He said that Hamas was objecting to a part of the agreement that gave Israel the ability to veto the release of certain Palestinian prisoners. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Los Angeles officials again defending themselves in the wake of last week's wildfire response.
With thousands left homeless from the devastating California wildfires still raging and more than two dozen deaths, officials are left defending last week's response, L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
We followed the system. We surged where we could surge.
Crowley under fire for not doubling the number of firefighters on duty last Tuesday as the winds picked up and having only five of more than 40 engines deployed, according to internal records obtained by the Los Angeles Times. Crowley says they're studying the response to determine how the department can do better in the future. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. With just days away before ending his term and leaving the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden issued a warning during his farewell address.
The dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. The dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms.
The president did not say who he meant by oligarchy, but some of the nation's biggest billionaires, including Elon Musk, have forged close ties with President-elect Donald Trump. Without naming anyone, Biden made a jab at the recent decision by Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg that the social media company, which owns Facebook and Instagram, would stop working with fact-checkers. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us more about a major Russian missile attack throughout Ukraine.
Russia has launched a major ballistic and cruise missile attack on regions across Ukraine. The attack targeted energy production and compelled authorities to shut down the power grid in some areas, despite freezing winter weather, according to officials. The Russian Defense Ministry said that it launched a strike on what it called critically important facilities of gas and energy infrastructure that ensure the functioning of Ukraine's military-industrial complex. It didn't give the target locations or other details. The barrage came a day after the Russian Defense Ministry vowed a response to what it said was an attack on Russian soil using multiple Western-supplied missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has accused Russia of planning acts of sabotage worldwide, including acts of air terror against airlines. Tusk spoke at a news conference in Warsaw Wednesday alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said he wouldn't go into details. The Kremlin has dismissed previous Western claims that Russia sponsored acts of sabotage and attacks in Europe. The pro-European Union government in Warsaw says that Russia is pursuing acts of hybrid war against Poland and other Western countries in retaliation for their support for Ukraine and its war with Russia. Florida Senator Marco Rubio painted a dark vision of the consequences of America's unbalanced relationship with China during his five-hour Senate confirmation hearing. He echoed President-elect Donald Trump's anti-globalist rhetoric Wednesday as he vied to be confirmed as his Secretary of State. Rubio focused much of his appearance before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, warning that without swift and substantive policy shifts, China will remain the biggest threat to American prosperity in the 21st century. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.